Let's bring in Alex Castellanos, political analyst, looking at everything going on a week after the midterm elections. Alex, we're already talking about 2020, aren't we?
We sure are. We got a break of about a nanosecond, and then 2020 kicked off.
Where do you see this race shaping up right now? Who are some of the front runners?
Well, I think it's important to look at the front runners, but also the environment. Look, Republicans need to face facts. There was a blue wave. This was supposed to be the Republicans' good year. We had a good economy, and the Senate map was supposed to work for Republicans, twice as many Democrat seats up as Republicans. Republicans lost Arizona. They had close races in red states like Texas and Georgia, a jump ball in Florida. So now imagine 2 years of investigations about Donald Trump and an economic recovery that's getting kind of long in the tooth may not hold up. So Democrats need to pick some good candidates, and they have a whole field full of them.
Yeah, who do you see right now as maybe the likeliest to throw their hat in the rings early and say, I want to win the nomination in 2020?
I think it's a smaller group who won't. Looks like all the Democrats are going to throw their hats in. We have Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia, a former governor who's going to throw his hat in the ring. We have Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey. We have all kinds of... Elizabeth Warren is still out there. She's duking it out on the left with Bernie Sanders. So you have a very big crop. It may be as many as 18 or 20, same number who ran for Republicans. But, you know, none of them is the big powerhouse candidate that dominates attention like Donald Trump, which is why maybe you will see a billionaire media figure like Oprah or Howard Schultz, head of Starbucks, come in from the outside. Outsiders do well.
What kind of a timeline are we looking at, Alex? I mean, is it the earliest to declare, the better off you are, or not necessarily?
Well, time's a limited resource. Time and money. You only have a certain amount. And if you don't have a lot of money, then you use time. So, yes, these candidates are ramping up already. They're already going to Iowa and New Hampshire. You still have Joe Biden out there with a third of the Democratic vote. Now, he may be more of a parking lot. I don't think his vote can grow. People are parked there waiting to see who else grows and emerges. People are talking about Deval Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts, black governor, heir to Obama. And he has a lot of the Obama team with him. So that's another one to keep an eye on.
Looking at the candidates, you mentioned time and money, very limited resources. The president has been raising money for re-election for 2 years now. Can anybody catch him and what he'll be able to bank come 2020?
Well, it seems difficult. He's raised over $100 million, and a lot of Republicans are wishing now, boy, I wish he'd invested some of that in these Senate races and these House races that we lost. But yes, Democrats can catch him. Remember, Democrats outspent Republicans in key races, most key races this time. Democrats have billionaires. They have Steyer and Soros, billionaires who are putting hundreds of millions into these campaigns. So we spent about, what, $10 million on Halloween, a billion on Halloween candy this year. We'll spend a whole lot more in 2020.
Hey, Alex, how do you see the Florida recount settling out?
Good question. Right now, Rick Scott has a 12,000 vote lead, and that's insurmountable. Recounts may change the election a few hundred votes, but you never see them change 12,000. So he's the senator-elect. But Republicans are very concerned about incompetence and fraud in two counties, especially Broward, Fort Lauderdale, where even Jeb Bush, no Trump fan, has called for the supervisor of elections there, a Democrat, to be removed from office. She's been caught counting votes in secret. She's been caught mixing disqualified ballots with real ones. And Republicans are concerned that Democrats hate Donald Trump so much that they may think the ends justify the means.
Well, certainly no stranger to controversy regarding vote counts down there. Alex, thank you so much. It's Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us this morning.